2. Arrival of Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve fell asleep on Jerusalem, and when they awakened in the Father's temple on Urantia, in the presence of the mighty throng assembled to welcome them, they were face to face with two beings of whom they had heard much, Van and his faithful associate Amadon. These two heroes of the Caligastia secession were the first to welcome them in their new garden home. The tongue of Eden was an Andonic dialect, as spoken by Amadon. Van and Amadon had markedly improved this language by creating a new alphabet of 24 letters, and they hoped to see it become the tongue of Urantia as the Edenic culture would spread throughout the world. Adam and Eve had fully mastered this human dialect before they departed from Jerusalem, so that this son of Andon heard the exalted ruler of his world address him in his own tongue. And on that day there was great excitement and joy throughout Eden as the runners went in great haste to the rendezvous of the carrier pigeons assembled from near and far, shouting, "Let loose the birds, let them carry the word that the promised son has come." Hundreds of believer settlements had faithfully, year after year, kept up the supply of these home-reared pigeons for just such an occasion. As the news of Adam's arrival spread abroad, thousands of the nearby tribesmen accepted the teachings of Van and Amadon, while for months and months pilgrims continued to pour into Eden to welcome Adam and Eve and to do homage to their unseen father. Soon after their awakening, Adam and Eve were escorted to the formal reception on the great mound to the north of the temple. This natural hill had been enlarged and made ready for the installation of the world's new rulers. Here, at noon, the Urantia Reception Committee welcomed this son and daughter of the system of Satania. Amadon was chairman of this committee, which consisted of 12 members embracing a representative of each of the 6 Sangic races, the acting chief of the Midwayers, Anan, a loyal daughter and spokesman for the Nodites, Noah, the son of the architect and builder of the garden, and executive of his deceased father's plans, and the 2 resident life carriers. The next act was the delivery of the charge of planetary custody to Adam and Eve by the senior Melchizedek, chief of the Council of Receivership on Urantia. The material son and daughter took the oath of allegiance to the Most Highs of Norlaciadec and to Michael of Nebadon, and were proclaimed rulers of Urantia by Van, who thereby relinquished the titular authority which for over 150,000 years he had held by virtue of the action of the Melchizedek receivers. And Adam and Eve were invested with kingly robes on this occasion, the time of their formal induction into world rulership. Not all of the arts of Dalmatia had been lost to the world. Weaving was still practiced in the days of Eden. Then was heard the archangel's proclamation, and the broadcast voice of Gabriel decreed the second judgment roll call of Urantia, and the resurrection of the sleeping survivors of the second dispensation of grace and mercy on 606 of Satania. The dispensation of the prince has passed. The age of Adam, the third planetary epoch, opens amidst scenes of simple grandeur, and the new rulers of Urantia start their reign under seemingly favorable conditions, notwithstanding the worldwide confusion occasioned by lack of the cooperation of their predecessor in authority on the planet.